And you're very welcome back to the 9 till Noon show here on Highland Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Spriaga Sport Building here in Carndonagh. And it is to celebrate the official reopening of the Carndonagh Daycare Centre for Older Persons. And it's a journey we've been on right from the very beginning, back to October 2023. Obviously, the services were withdrawn in 2020, but a campaign was started in 23. Tony Doherty came on and he says, look, we're calling a meeting. These services need to be restored. He saw himself from his own family situation, the importance of them and the gap that they left for so many people in this region. And today is Sunday. I'll tell you, the brass band is playing in the background. You may well be able to hear them, which is perfectly fine. We don't mind that at all. But if you call down here, you'll be able to sit out in the sun, or if you prefer, you can sit in the shade of the wonderful gazebos and listen to some great entertainment, chat to loads of local people here and the staff and nurses. And as I say, there's a wonderful atmosphere. There's an official opening at 10:30. So if you are going to come down, we'd love to see the car park wedged. And already there is still seating inside the building here, but many, many seats taken, people chatting, drinking tea, eating buns, and the same is happening outside as well. So, as I say, we just want to share this day with as many people as possible. And just if you haven't heard in the first hour, we also have learned that we're not now in a trial period here any longer, that in fact the services, whilst nothing can be committed to eternally, the services are not under a three-month scrutiny any longer. They've been successful enough that they will be retained. And in fact, if the numbers continue to grow as they have, may well indeed be extended from the Monday and Tuesday that they already run on. 086 60 25,000 is the WhatsApp and text number. Give us a call on 0749 125,000. A texter says Clonmany has a great place for old people. You should call to see it, Greg, on your way home. Indeed, I'd be familiar with the Clonmany area. Hi, Greg. Welcome to the best town in Inishowen, and well done to getting a day centre. Another good morning, Greg. Can you give a shout out to the people of Donegal to put out small water bowls for the birds, especially small birds, as the ground is so dry and very few water spots for the birds to get to? I have six small bowls out, which have to be refilled every day during this hot weather, as they not only drink from the bowls, but they also bathe in them as well. That comes in from Kate. Kate, fair play to you, thinking a little bit about nature there. And a wee birthday request, a big happy birthday request, I should say, a 50th birthday to Lorna McGee in St. Johnston. Hope she has a lovely day, from Paddy Matthewson. Right, okay. We are going to be talking to... We're going to be doing Community Garda information very, very shortly, so stay tuned for that. And also, too, we're going to be launching the Donegal Garda Youth Awards 2025. This is all leading up to a really special event that's taking place at the end of the year, or towards the end of the year, in the Abbey Hotel. We were down at it last year. It's fantastic, great fun. And if you've got a younger person in your life, you will know once we have this conversation, that deserves recognition, will be encouraged. Encouraging you to give them that recognition, because of course there are a select few that win certain categories, but every young person that's nominated receives an accreditation. You're very welcome back to Carndonagh. There is a bit of ambience, I'm not going to lie, for the Community Garda information slot. Both me and Garda Sean Sweeney working under pressure here with an audience, Sean.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
We'll be okay. But you know what? It's an atmosphere of joy and celebration. And I'll be speaking to some guards a little later on, because this is a very important facility as well for local Gardaí to speak to those that come here about personal security and stuff as well. But we'll crack on, if that's all right, Sean, and we'll start with an appeal. And this is relating to an assault in Downings.
Yeah, this is reported an alleged assault occurred in the early hours of Sunday, the 18th of May, at approximately 3:45 a.m. at Kinalargy Downings. A man is believed to have been assaulted by a group of 4 to 5 males who were unknown to him in that location. He'd been walking from Downings in the direction of the Coastguard cottages when the incident occurred. The injured man sought medical attention for injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening in nature. So our appeal for any witnesses who witnessed the incident or may have dashcam footage from Kinlargy Rosapenna Road in Downings between 3 a.m. and 4:15 a.m. on the May the 18th, we'd ask them to get in touch with Mulford on 91530 60.
Okay, now we'll go to Burnfoot and reports of criminal damage.
Yes, occurred in Burnfoot between 5 p.m. on Friday the 16th of May and 10 a.m. on Saturday the 17th of May. The outer boundary wall of the Greenham Park estate was damaged between those times. The damage most likely caused by collision, so we're urging anybody who may have witnessed the road traffic collision at that location between those times to make contact with Gardaí. Or if you have any relevant information, please contact Bunkrana on 932 0540.
Okay, and a couple of days earlier, a criminal damage incident in Letterkenny.
Yes, occurred in the theatre car park on the Port Road on Wednesday the 14th of May between 9:15 a.m. and 5:45 p.m. A car had been parked at that location was damaged between those times. The car was scratched, keyed along the whole length of the passenger side. So our appeal is to anybody who observes suspicious activity in that area between those times, contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 91671100 or indeed the confidential line 1800 666 111.
And a criminal damage incident in Lifford now too.
Yeah, this occurred at a vacant house in the area of Curry Lane, Lifford, between 6 p.m. on Friday 9th of May and 5:30 p.m. on Saturday the 10th of May. It was only recently discovered that 5 windows of the property were smashed between those dates. So, again, if anybody has any relevant information or if they observed any suspicious activity in the area between those dates, we ask them to contact Letterkenny on 91671100.
Now, some information about some recent road traffic detections, Sean.
Yeah, so this appeal is in light of some recent detections within the division. So over the past week, since last Tuesday and today, 18 people have been arrested across Donegal on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. 13 of the arrests were for drink driving and 5 were for drug driving. These are extremely worrying figures, so we urge all drivers not even to consider getting behind the wheel if you're under the influence of any type of intoxicant. We regularly make this appeal, but fortunately, in some cases, it falls on deaf ears. So everybody's well aware of the risks associated with driving under influence, but there are some willing to take the risk. They're risking their own lives and the lives of others. So we're trying to make the roads safer means education and enforcement. So if anybody's listening who take these type of risks, we ask them to rethink the stop. Many lives are lost and destroyed with this kind of irresponsible behaviour. So Letterkenny Roads Policing Unit detected a car travelling at 130 kilometres an hour and a 60 kilometre zone in the early hours of Saturday morning, the 17th of May. The driver failed to stop and continued driving excess speed. He was stopped and arrested a short time later on suspicion of drink driving. It was also discovered that he was not insured, so he's been charged to appear before court. Balbuffet Garda Station seized 3 vehicles at lunchtime on Saturday, 17th of May, in the Cloughan area from uninsured drivers, one of whom was arrested after failing to stop. He's been signalled to do so. He's also been charged to court. Look, we urge all drivers not to take dangerous unnecessary risks. Don't drive under the influence. Wear a seatbelt and don't hold a mobile phone. And please ensure all your documents in order.
It's very frustrating, isn't it? I'm not saying this is an official Garda line, but sometimes you can't help but feel we're going backwards here. You know, like, especially with the all too frequent reminders that we get about the dangers of our roads.
Yeah, but look, you think you're taking your own life and the risk of, it could be a family travelling. It's just too much of a risk to take. There's so many cars on the road these days.
It's not just cars, though, because we're seeing an increase in quads on the roads.
Yeah, look, there's an increase in reports of quads being driven by youths and children in particular around the roads of West Donegal in recent months. Look, these are powerful machines. If you use the public road, the same rules apply to any other car. So they must be registered, taxed and roadworthy and standard road regulations. Yeah, you have to hold a driving licence and be fully insured. If you're 16, you must to drive a light quad of 350 kg or less, and a maximum speed of 45 kg. Drive a heavier quad, you need to be 17. So look, they're not designed as toys for young boys or young people, okay? They're designed to be driven off-road in farm areas and not by children. So look, this is reckless behaviour, poses a threat to other road users and to the youth themselves. Because a lot of the time they're driven in a dangerous and erratic manner, so they're not covered by insurance, and many of the drivers are too young to even hold a driving license.
Well, look at, you know, professional farmers now have to go through training courses. They're obliged to wear helmets. That is the serious concerns there are for adults using these machines. Now, it's a grey enough area, I suppose, in terms of young people on private land and that type of stuff, but if if the threat of harm is taken that seriously for adults, we can only imagine you have to be doing the same for young kids. You're the responsible adult in their lives. Okay, right, big game coming up on Saturday. It's the Senior All-Ireland Championship, Donegal versus Tyrone, renewing their rivalry at the Fortress, McCool Park. It's a 7 p.m. throw-in, presumably to suit the TV channels. It doesn't really suit an awful lot of fans. But anyway, those travelling through or to need to take note.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to this one here. So, Ian, like you said, it's on Saturday the 2014, throw-in 7 p.m. at Cool Park. So expect traffic delays before and after the match. We'll endeavour to assist the traffic as much as possible. Large numbers will be attending, so delays will be unavoidable. So parking will be available on several car parks around the town. Please utilise these areas fully. We ask anybody attending the game, please park responsibly. Don't cause obstruction of footpaths, private entrances. Don't disrupt access for emergency vehicles or the flow of traffic. Any vehicle found to be causing obstruction will likely get a fixed charge penalty and could be towed as well. Just to ensure free flow of traffic for everyone pre and post match. We ask spectators not to park the car park in St Mary's Church, just in order. It's a vigil mass that takes place there at 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings. There is limited disability parking available on the main street in car parks in the vicinity. We ask you to make sure to make that available. Please follow the directions from the Gardaí, also security staff and sheriffs in the area. Hope everybody's an enjoyable day, and up Donegal.
Good stuff indeed, and you'll be glad to know that the camera's from the waist up, because Sean's got his... I've not seen legs like that since they were hanging out of a nest up the road from me.
Good man, Greg.
He's built like a... S brick house. All right, listen, Sean, thanks very much. If you can hang around, or it's up to you what you want to do. Because we're also joined by Garda Patrick McGlynn, because we're launching the Donegal Youth Awards 2025. This has become a really important event, I think, in the calendar, and especially in recognising the vast, vast, vast majority of our young people who are amazing young people and doing amazing things. So, Patrick, thank you so much for joining us, and it's great to be back. So what is coming up?
Greg, thank you for having us. Daniel Donegal Garda Youth Awards celebrate outstanding young people between the ages of 13 and 21 years from throughout the county. And from today, Tuesday the 20th of May 2025, the awards are now open for nominations. And Garda Síochána and Donegal, in conjunction with Supermax and Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town, recognise that a lot of good work has been done by young people in every community in Donegal. Awards will be considered for nominated young people who, by their presence, make their communities a better place to live. The nomination process is now open, and Garda Síochána and Donegal is inviting the public to nominate young people they know who is committed to making a difference in their community. Now, there are four separate award categories for young people. We have the individual award, making a positive contribution to their community and making it a better place to live. We also have the group award, for two or more young people making a positive contribution to their community and making it a better place to live. We have the special achievement award, for people who have overcome difficult circumstances, defied all the odds, and whose commitment deserves recognition. And we also have the fourth award, which is the Community Safety Award, for young people who, through a crime or prevention or safety initiative, have made their community a safer place to live. Nomination forms may be obtained from any Garda station. A copy of the form may also be requested by emailing dg.gardayouthawards@garda.ie. Or it may be downloaded from the Garda website at www.garda.ie. The application form is also available in Irish. When the form is completed, please submit it via the email to dg.gardayouthawards@garda.ie or by post to Garda Grania Doherty at Letterkenny Garda Station. Nominations must be received by 12 p.m. on Wednesday the 2nd of July 2025 to be considered. An awards event will take place later in the year. Winners and nominees will be notified of these details following the adjudication process. Full details will be available via the Garda Síochána Donegal Facebook page from today onwards.
And we all want to extend a special thanks to Garda Grania Doherty for that very detailed.
Yes.
Wouldn't
a lot
be
of
like
information
her.
There, yeah.
I want to say first and foremost, it's great to see Supermax back on board.
Yes.
Supermax based in Donegal Town there in Sligo and down the country as well. Because to get a headline sponsor for these type of an events is fantastic, isn't it? And the Abbey Hotel too. Bill Collins and the team down there, always very accommodating. So that's where the ceremony is going to be again. And we had a great time last year.
We had a great time last year. And Greg, thank you very much for your participation. You're a great advocate for these Garda Youth Awards. And thank you again for your assistance this year. And yes, we need to thank our sponsors very much, Supermax and the Abbey Hotel, who've come on board. And these make a very prestigious night for the young people in our county.
Yeah, and we had a great spread last year. I was going to say, actually a great spread of food, but also we had a great spread of different young people from all over the region as well, be the individuals, groups or what have you. Every person that's nominated have get a recognition as well, which I think is critical here. And it could be that lift that a young person needs, or it could end up in a frame that they'll look back in 40 or 50 years. There are category winners, but everyone that's nominated is recognised.
Yeah, and that's really important that everyone is recognised. We have a lot of great people in our community and they're all recognised. Exactly, the four award winners will go forward to the national, will go forward to for nominations in the national event, but everyone is recognised within the county. As I said, there's great young people in our county doing great things. We're very quick to point out when young people do something wrong or are offside, and that's quite rightly so, and we're right to challenge that. But this is an opportunity now for people to come forward to nominate people who are doing good things, young people between 13 and 21 who are doing good things in our community, and to highlight that. And we don't know of all of it, so we're appealing to people to be it your son or your daughter or your niece, nephew, your neighbour, somebody in your community, a pupil in your school, someone in your sport club, whoever it is, to nominate them, because we need to know about these young people to have them recognised.
But it also actually is an opportunity to highlight the work that they do.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Because we even learnt from last year and the year before and what have you, but just the amazing things that young people are doing or the amazing things that they've achieved. Now, everyone's judged individually as well. They don't have to have moved Errigal, you know, but it just has to be important for them, their family, the community, maybe someone they care for, whatever it might be. We don't want to be too prescriptive. We just want you know, the young person in your life that deserves recognition, and hey, maybe they might even get an award. Get in touch. And it's really quite simple. You can go into any Garda station and get the form. You can go to garda.ie. You can email dg.gardayouthawards@garda.ie. And you can even post them into Grania at the Garda station. But get your thinking caps on. We'll be reminding you over the course of the next few Community Garda information slots. And, you know, just briefly to Sean, you know, you're out and about on the beat as well. You know, what I find anyway when I'm out and about, the overwhelming majority of young people are fantastic. You know, they're respectful, you can have a bit of banter with them, you know, and this is just a way of highlighting that too.
Yeah, it's excellent. Like, you know, most of the interactions with the youth should be, you know, out and about and chatting them and getting to know them. Because like you said, the vast, vast majority are good young girls and boys. Like, and this is a great opportunity to, you know, highlight that as well.
All right, Patrick, it's going to be good fun. It's going to be good fun. Yeah, yeah.
Good event that we'll have now towards the end of the year. So we're appealing again for nominations for these young people. Closing date is the 2nd of July, so get your nominations in, particularly probably for schools at the moment and colleges, yeah, where a lot of these young people are, and they'll be closing up in the next few weeks, so we will make an appeal to those to get your thinking caps on and to get your nominations in to us as soon as possible.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much indeed. That was Garda Patrick McGlynn and Garda Sean Sweeney, and that was Community Garda information for this Tuesday, the 20th of May 2025. It will be back live with you after the 10 o'clock news next Tuesday. We are just on the cusp of the official launch of the day services, their new incarnation. They have been restored here at Carn Dunna. You know, so many people put so much effort into trying to get these back. We've been on that journey with them, and we're delighted to be here as they're officially launched, and on a day where it was confirmed to them that they're no longer in a trial period, that they services will continue indefinitely if they continue to be as successful as they are, and indeed might be extended if the demand is there. And we want you to come down and sample what's going on here. There's dozens and dozens and dozens of people here. It's a great atmosphere, and what a noisy bunch they are as well, chatting away and having fun. It is fantastic to be here in beautiful North Inishowen, because the daycare services are being re-established here. Of course, they've been open for some time, and as I mentioned before the break, we've got some good news in that we are outside that period of a trial, and they're going to be staying here into the long term. Okay, Martha McElhinney, where are you, Martha? Good morning. How are you, dear?
I'm very well, thank you.
And are you using these facilities? What do you think of them?
Fantastic. I'm delighted they're back again.
And do you come here on Mondays and Tuesdays?
Yeah.
And what do you do? What do you enjoy here?
Oh, enjoy meeting the people, and we get our dinner handed till it's a beautiful meal every day. No washing dishes afterwards.
A tea and coffee on tap as well?
Yes, everything. Lovely.
And did you come to these services before they closed?
I did, yes, and I missed them terrible.
So I suppose, you know, where you had things to do, all of a sudden, we were all in the same boat, I suppose. We were at home on our own.
Yes, I was at home on my own too. I missed it terrible.
And you feel much better now that you can chat to people and mix and get your dinner handed to you?
Yeah.
What's their speciality here? What's the favourite food?
Oh, everything. I can eat everything comes my way.
That's a very diplomatic answer, but I'm sure you're perfectly right as well. Mary Gillen, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
And what do you think of these facilities being reopened again?
I'm really delighted because we worked very, very hard. I was on the old committee and we worked hard to get them restored again. And I would like to thank the present committee for all the work they did, especially Tony.
And we heard from Martha there, you know, she used to come to these services before they closed in 2020. It leaves a huge gap there, doesn't it? All of a sudden, you don't have that routine. It's not as easy to be in contact with your friends. And then you're listening at home to all the bad news. Do you know what I mean? It's tough.
Yeah, it was very difficult for people, especially after COVID. Do you know, they had no place to go. The older people, yeah.
And do you know what it proves as well, and I love to see it, if people get together and organise and plan together, it's amazing what can be achieved, isn't it? Be it this or...
It's wonderful. We have a wonderful community here all together, yes. Yeah. Fantastic, yeah.
And do you avail of the services yourself?
I do, yes, yes. I come on a Monday. Yeah.
And what's the highlights for you? Just chatting?
Just chatting and getting to meet the people and getting the food.
I would say you spent your whole life handing stuff to people. It's nice to have it the other way around now and again.
Exactly, yes, it is indeed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well done to you. Next up, we are chatting to... both of you are from Carndonagh, aren't you?
Yes.
You're both from Carndonagh. Joey Lafferty, how are you, Joey?
Good. Yes, good. Grand, yeah.
How important are these services to you? How much do you enjoy calling in here?
Very much. It's great altogether. The staff is unbelievable. Fantastic. Yes, great.
Are you just here for the food too, like the ladies, or is there what else do you be at? What do you like to come here for?
Just for the chat.
Yeah.
And meet people I haven't seen for some time. Yeah, that's about it.
And, well, that's loads. Did you miss the services when they weren't here?
I did, of course. I've been coming here for a short time, really, and I feel it's fantastic altogether. The staff is beyond the old height altogether. I couldn't chant you enough. Thank you.
So he's the new boy. Is he behaving himself?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes, he's a great dancer, you know.
Are you now? What's your favourite dance?
Old time waltzes and the quick steps and all.
Him and myself used to have some great dances, yes, sir.
That's the best dancer ever hit the floor.
Is it just me or are there sparks flying? I don't know what's going on here. Is there sparks flying? It's not just the dancing too, though, because there's cards and other stuff as well, isn't there?
Music. Yeah. Music. Yeah. The singing, the music.
Singing, yeah.
And is there any singers that turn up?
They're fantastic singers there.
Is there any here? Where, the three of you?
No, I don't think so. No.
Do you have a tune in you?
Well, I can sing all right, yeah.
Well, do you want to give us a few bars or something? Oh, come on. Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause here now. Now, I'm not going to make you do it. Look, where are you going? I'm not going to make you do it, but I'm going to ask you to. And you can say no if you want. But would you give us a couple of bars or something? Because the audience here would be very keen.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. Tis you, must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadows, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. Tis I'll be there in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
Okay, everybody, what about that? Now, Daniel O'Donnell's taking a couple of months off next year. There could be an opening.
Yes, okay.
Okay. All right, okay. Now, we're open now. That's it, done. Sinead. Okay, we have... Caroline, I don't have a memory. Now, we have the Carn Donagh Brass Band to take us into the ad break. Take it away, folks.
And we're going to play A Waltz for Joy.
And I think there might be a wee waltz to kick things off. To get these two back out. Don't want to put them under too much pressure, though. But anyway, here is the Carn Donagh Brass Band. Okay, big round of applause for the Carn Donagh Brass Band. And we also had Joey out. He got his dance anyway. So you're a happy man now. Joey, take a seat there. Gather your thoughts. Okay, you are tuned to the 9 till noon show here. Hello, everybody. Hi. You tune to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio. And as I say, there's a beautiful, wonderful atmosphere. It's lovely to be able to celebrate something so positive. And we'll be joined very shortly in studio by Dr. John Madden. He's a retired GP, and he knows as much as anyone does the importance of these types of services. Still encouraging you to text or WhatsApp the show, 086 60 25 000. That is that number. Or give us a call on 07491 25 000. And we have more of your comments coming in, as I say. Lots of you opining about quads and the use of quads, but also electric scooters. It's an ongoing concern. People have the electric scooters, and I think it's something we need to get a handle on. All right, we'll be back with more on the programme after this break. Okay, and listen, lovely to get your comments coming in for those of you who are choosing to watch the programme today, because you're getting to see as well as hear the joy that is here in Carndon. It's a wonderful day, and you know what? The weather doesn't always play ball, but it has today. And the weather forecast this morning, mainly dry with brighter sunny spells this afternoon. Showers, though, may develop and will continue for the rest of the day. Now, I think these could be dependent on where you are in the northwest. There is a potential for some really heavy rain, though, so not discounting that. Temperatures of 17 to 19 degrees. We heard from the Carndonagh Brass Band just before that break. They sounded fantastic. Well, we're going to play out with them, and we've got more music because the Donna Choir are going to be joining us to sing two live pieces. They're actually setting up here as we speak, so you'll be able to see and listen to that as well, which is all very exciting. Now, I'm joined on the programme by retired GP Dr. John Madden. John, you seem a million miles away. I hope you're okay. Yeah. Hopefully you can hear me okay.
I can, yeah.
Lovely stuff. I think you, at the coalface of care, understand, do you, the importance of facilities such as these?
Yeah, very much so. People who are getting older, maybe lost a husband, lost a wife, it's a great support that they can get out, meet other people, have a chat, have a bit of entertainment and food.
Because there's no doubt our, you know, our mental well-being and our physical well-being are all intertwined, and even perhaps more so as we age.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the problem when we lost the day centre, it's often very difficult when a community loses something to ever get it back. You look at post offices, banks, GPs and so on. But we're very lucky in the committee that was formed, the second committee that was formed, who identified this building as a perfect spot for it.
Yeah, and you can see from the turnout today how important this is to the community.
Absolutely. There's hundreds of people here today. There's a brass band, there's a choir. It's all happening.
You can't beat a bit of brass, can you?
No, don't.
And we have a wonderful choir who are setting up right behind you as well, too, which is great. And also, as I said a little earlier on, we're getting good news from the HSC that we're out of the trial period, that these services are going to be here now indefinitely. Good. And might even be extended. So it makes it an extra special day.
Absolutely. Great to see it.
Okay. How's retirement?
Pardon?
How is retirement? How is retirement?
Oh, it's great. I recommend it. Yeah, yeah.
Very good. What an answer. Thank you so very much indeed. I really do appreciate your time. We've got loads more coming from Carndonagh as well, but we're also keeping an eye on all the parts in the county, not least Glenties. And we're joined now on the programme by Isabel Sanger, who's chair of the Glenties town team. Good morning, Isabel. How are you keeping?
Good morning, Greg. Very well on the sunny day.
Yes, it's good to have you with us, and I hope you can hear me okay. Right, now the local community is being invited to think about their town centre and share their thoughts, ideas and aspirations. So this is one of those, I say the same thing every time, we don't want to be too prescriptive here, is it? Because you want whatever people are feeling, whatever they think they can help or contribute, to come forward with their suggestions.
Yes, exactly, Greg. So this is a great opportunity. The Town Centre First is about future-proofing Irish villages and towns. It's an initiative that is nationwide, and many towns have gone through this process. So Glenties started it last year. We have town planners now who have worked for the last 9 months doing different studies, walkability analysis, looking at the streetscapes, the greenways, the businesses, surveying community groups, schools, So this drop-in centre now is an opportunity for everyone in Glenties and who comes into Glenties for services or business or work or socialisation to come and meet the planners and meet the Glenties Town team, who are liaising between the planners, the Donegal County Council and the community to really have your say. So it's on Thursday, this Thursday, from 3:30 to 7:30 in the Market Hall in Glenties.
Now, I mean, you're building on amazing foundations. You know, Glenties seems to retain its vibrancy. We know how beautiful it is. It has so many times either won or ranked really highly in the Tidy Towns, for an example. So what really might be on the table in terms of, you know, how things might be improved? Are we talking off-street or is it all sort of Main Street-focused?
Well, I mean, it's the town centre first focuses first on kind of the areas within the 50 kilometre. But the Glenties Town team that's formed will kind of survive long after this to realise projects and to look to the wider community. So at the moment, it's very much looking at the town first and the services, I suppose, to create a viability because, you know, towns have lost services. There's vacancy, dereliction. I think it's about creating a balance between business and residential. I think every town needs to have the living, people living in the town and in the businesses. So it's focused very much on the town at the moment, but everything's to play for. We want everybody to come and have their say. It is really important because, you know, we want you to speak for yourself because, you know, otherwise other people speak for you. So everything's on the table. No idea is, you know.
And is it infrastructural and services? You know, so say, for instance, I might have a concern about accessibility, but also maybe I feel that the bus service could be improved or that we need to incentivize above shop residential. Do you know what I mean? As I say, I don't want to put ideas in people's head or discourage other ideas, but is that the scope of what we're talking?
Well, yes, it definitely is. It looks at the place as a whole. So, you know, obviously space for, you know, parking and services, but it's looking at business and residential. So it's for the people who live in Glenties. It's for the people who visit Glenties. It's for the people who work, socialise and want to start businesses. So it's everything. But I think at the moment, it's probably very much looking at what Glenties has and what it doesn't have and what's, I suppose, holding it back.
And we've seen these kind of consultations in the past whereby they can be sort of a document used for, I don't know, making recommendations to the council or looking for funding or revenue streams or grants. Is this that type of project as well, that this will create a document of the people of Glenties and then it can be taken forward and avail of any opportunities that may well be there?
Well, exactly. It creates this comprehensive, you know, it's a 3D plan. So, you know, the town planners will put together and it will also be project based. So it will give a kind of infrastructural and street plan, but it will also, I suppose, highlight projects that the townspeople want to realise. And then the Glenties Town team that are in place will help to draw down funding from different sources. So it'll be almost like a blueprint and it will make, I suppose, accessing funding easier because it will all be there on paper and it will also be kind of the feasibility study will be done.
Okie doke. Now, just to remind people of where and when they can have their say and really to encourage people to, you know, allow your fingerprints to be on the future of Glenties, because there's no point, well, there is point, you can if you wish, but after the fact thinking, well, they didn't do this and maybe you had this notion. So I think it's important that everyone with a stake has a say. So remind us when and where.
Yes, so it's in the Glenties Market Hall, which is across from the museum. It is from 3:30 to 7:30, so it's a good, you know, 4 hours, so plenty of time to come along. And it's about meeting the planners, meeting the Glenties Town team, chatting about your ideas. Also, you know, we're running a survey. I want to mention that also. So Glenties have been running a survey now for the last month. And this is our social media page. So if people could fill that out, it would be fantastic. Sometimes people either can't make the meeting or, you know, come kind of up with an idea after the fact. So that's when the meeting is, Market Hall, this Thursday, the 22nd of May, from 3:30 to 7:30.
And just give us briefly the social media page.
The social media page is Glenties Town Team.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely having you on the show. That was Isabel Sanger, chair of the Glenties Town Team. That's one beautiful town. We're in another beautiful town. We're here in Carndonagh. We're going to have some beautiful choir music coming up for you very shortly.